Get up with Hamish.
Steve, what can I do for you this morning?
Well, I've just started a new business called Cryotherapy Queensland, and I was just wondering if we could put a challenge out to you.
I'm always up to hear a good challenge. Whether I accept it or not is another thing, but that's okay. What was the challenge you're thinking, Steve?
Well, what kind of temperatures have you put your body through, cold-wise?
Cold-wise? I don't know, to be honest. Whatever it gets locally. So maybe 0, -1 would be the coldest I've ever got.
How about we try and put you to 100 times more than that?
100 times more than that? Is this the point I say no, Steve, or do you want to sell it a bit more for me?
Well, it's going to be very beneficial for you.
Yes?
All the benefits are absolutely amazing. From injury recovery, chronic pain, one for you is anti-aging. Inflammation, metabolism, and also mental health.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
This is the thing I've seen on Facebook. I see people's heads popping out of a machine. Is that...
That's the one right there, yes. That's our Impact Cryo Sauna.
So a lot of footballers give it a go. Do they do it straight after the game or can you do it at any time?
Most likely the blokes that are coming in after a game or the day after.
Yeah.
Just to sort of knock out the soreness of the game, to repair their muscles. A lot of blokes come in there, like we've had two blokes in there yesterday who have had sprained ankles for a couple of weeks now and just not getting any better.
Yeah.
What the machine does is obviously drop that inflammation down a hell of a lot quicker than what icing does. A 3-minute session in our machine is equal to a 45-minute ice bath. And
right?
I know what I'd rather do.
I'll take the 3 minutes. all right. Well, no, I'm up for a challenge. What do you want me to do? You want me to jump into this machine for a little bit and you're going to...
I'm going to freeze you.
You're going to freeze me?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. So, I don't think we're going to go with any of the other lower levels, like the level 2 minutes. I think we're going to go the full level 3 minutes. Let's try and max the machine out.
Okay. That's great. Steve, thank you. Now, as a guy, I have to ask this question. When you freeze certain parts...
Hang on to it.
Yeah, okay. So I can keep that warm?
Yes.
Okay, good.
You will be wearing just your nicest underwear.
Yep.
And we do provide gloves and socks, obviously, because of when the body does go into survival mode, it does suck all the blood away from your extremities, and that's where frostbite and all that occurs. So we obviously provide the gloves and the socks to stop that from happening.
And it's totally safe?
Totally safe, mate. Totally safe. We've been using this technique for centuries.
All right. Well, I'm happy to give it a go. Let's give it a go. So why don't we do it after the show today? I'll film it and then we'll throw it up on our Facebook page and people can check it out for themselves. Steve?
Sounds very good to me.
Thank you very much for setting that challenge for me this morning and I'll catch you after the show.
No worries at all. Thank you, Hamish.
A massive win on the world stage yesterday with the Singapore summit. Donald Trump, Kim Jong-un meeting together, signing some peace deals. It is huge. Now, when it comes to the media and these momentous occasions, they did the same thing with the wedding, the royal wedding just recently as well. They report on it, but then they try and find different angles so they can report on it a bunch more. So I have here in front of me 5 headlines that I found this morning, headlines that did not need to exist about the meeting between Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un.
Number five,
the headline is Trump, Kim, shake hands before summit. So two dudes that have never met before face-to-face actually meet for the first time and shake hands, and that is newsworthy? I don't think so.
Number four,
this is continuing with the handshake theme. Why handshake angered the US? As it turns out, it's got nothing to do with the handshake. It was a TV network in the States. They were playing The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, and in the middle of the rose ceremony, they cut to the handshake, and people were angry. Who cares?
Number 3.
Kim brings own toilet to summit. So this is a guy that has decided to bring his own portable toilet to Singapore so he can go and sit on his throne in peace and know that his toilet seat is trusted. Look, if I could, I probably would too, to be perfectly honest. He's a world leader. He can do what he wants.
Number 2.
Okay. We're talking the headlines that didn't need to be from yesterday's epic summit in Singapore between Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un. Trump and Kim's odd lunch menu. They didn't dine at a fancy restaurant. They had basically takeaway. Is that newsworthy? I don't think so.
Number 1.
And the number 1 headline that didn't need to exist. Kim's signature looks like his own little rockets. So basically, somebody's looked at his signature, gone, you know what? That looks like chicken scratch rather than words. So it may look like his own little... It doesn't need to be. They're the top five headlines, and it's the top five. There were a lot more from yesterday's news that did not need to exist. Here's something for you to think about. Nations that have lots of sex win more Nobel Prizes, according to experts. A study found that countries whose citizens have raging libidos were more likely to make scientific breakthroughs. Researchers claim that high IQ alone is not enough to produce winners of the Nobel Prize, but greater levels of testosterone are also needed. The study found that the UK, Cyprus, and France have more Nobel Prizes for science per head than academically gifted Japan and China, where people have been shown to have the least amount of sex. Put simply, if you're having more sex, that takes everything else off your mind. You can clear your mind. You can think more about science. Otherwise, if you're not getting enough, you're thinking about that rather than thinking about finding a cure for whatever disease needs to be cured. You can't help science out if you haven't been helped out yourself in the bedroom. That's the theory behind it. So I don't know if this gives you another way of trying to get yourself across the line. Instead of giving, you know, your partner a massage, a back massage, or a foot rub, or chocolates and flowers, just, you know, yell out. Or don't even have to yell out. Just throw out the phrase, let's do it for science, and see how that goes. Should be fine, shouldn't it? Thanks for listening into the Catch Up. Hopefully you enjoyed it. If you didn't and you're just here for the Alpha Bucks clue, I can appreciate that too. Either way, you're still contributing to my download, so thank you. All right, tomorrow's Alpha Bucks, $1,000 up for grabs. Thanks to DGT, just after 7 o'clock in the morning. Tomorrow's letter, the letter K for Krusty the Clown. Your first three questions are, name a Simpsons character. Oh, name a snack. And name an actress. Good luck.
Get up with Hamish. But if you missed something or want to hear it again, catch up at hit.com.au.